Let us pray. Gracious God, help us to repent and to prepare for you. Amen. Many of you are struggling right now. You might feel that you don't have what you need to live. You might live in fear of death. People have been cruel to you and treated you unfairly. In fact, we might need to reflect ourselves. How have we been guilty of hurting, committing sin, hurting people by our actions or our failures? We might need to change. We might need to be different for all of our sake. We might need to use the resources we have differently. We might need to share more and be more creative. Many of you are in pain. It's okay to rest. It's okay to take time to read, to think, to dream, to sing, to dance, or to sleep. I want you to know that you are doing a good job. It's a miracle that you are here. You are extraordinarily intelligent and strong. Good job. And there's something very important I want you to know. We are all changing. St. John the Baptizer in the gospel this morning called us to repent. We can think about this as a personal demand. You must repent. And there's truth to that. But you can also think about it as a description of the world itself. John is naming a reality. The world is changing. The world is repenting. And the good thing about the world changing is that it could get better. What we can do is keep the things that are good, and the things that have been harmful, we can let them go. Malachi said that we are like ore mined from the ground, that a refiner is refining, melting us, burning away the impurities. This gives us hope that the pain and the suffering we have experienced will not end in death, but will end in eternal life. St. Paul writes in his letter to the Philippians, encouraging the church there to remain faithful until Jesus comes back. And when Jesus comes back, there will be peace and justice. And so it is a profound joy for us to be together, to share in Christian fellowship, and to encourage one another. And so as we prepare for Christmas, know that you are forgiven. Amen. Please stand as you're able.